10, and you see this isn't ascribed to anyone in particular. Psalm 10, why do you stand afar off, O Lord? Why do you hide in times of trouble? The wicked in his pride persecutes the poor. Let them be caught in the plots which they have devised. For the wicked boasts of his heart's desire. He blesses the greedy and renounces the Lord. The wicked in his proud countenance does not seek God. God is in none of his thoughts. His ways are always prospering. Your judgments are far above, out of his sight. As for his enemies, he sneers at them. He has said in his heart, I shall not be moved. I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and oppression. Under his tongue is trouble and iniquity. He sits in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places he murders the innocent. His eyes are secretly fixed on the helpless. He lies in wait secretly as the lion in his den. He lies in wait to catch the poor. He catches the poor when he draws him into his net. So he crouches, he lies low, that the helpless may fall by his strength. He has said in his heart, God is forgotten. He hides his face. He will never see. Arise, O Lord. O God, lift up your hand. Do not forget the humble. Why do the wicked renounce God? He has said in his heart, you will not require an account. But you have seen, for you observe trouble and grief, to repay it by your hand. The helpless commits himself to you. You are the helper of the fatherless. Break the arm of the wicked and the evil man. Seek out his wickedness until you find none. Jehovah is king forever and ever. The nations have perished out of his land. Jehovah, you have heard the desire of the humble. You will prepare their heart. You will cause your ear to hear, to do justice to the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may oppress no more. This psalm is a psalm of someone who is truly oppressed. And in this country, we don't know that. We are inconvenienced at best. We cry oppression when things aren't our way, but we don't really know what this psalm is talking about. Our brothers in Africa, in Asia, China, particularly we think of Sudan and the other African nations, they know what this is like, where they truly are jumped upon, killed, executed, murdered. We can pray for them. We can commiserate with them. But to truly understand this, we've been blessed beyond understanding that we don't understand what this means. But we can pray for them. Why do you stand afar off, O Jehovah? Why do you hide in times of trouble? And you've heard me say over and over, and we've talked about this just earlier this week with another brother, the questions, why are you waiting? How long, O Lord? Why do you let these things happen to me? And the answer, it's a hard answer. In God's providence, in his desire, these are good for his people. These bring glory to him. And we don't know how and we don't know why. I'm not going to do my normal verse-by-verse exposition of this, because the first 11 verses is just a description of wickedness. And we know what that looks like. We know of all the people in this world who purposely seek out good people to damage and destroy because they are evil. They like it, and they can't stand to see godliness in others because it indicts them. It accuses them when they see godliness. So they try to make us be quiet. They try to destroy the godly from the face of the earth. And again, we all know what that looks like, and it's all over the world. But starting in verse 12, we see, Arise, O Jehovah, O God, lift up your hand. This isn't the same word twice, kids. This is calling God by name. O Jehovah, arise. O God, lift up your hand. Do not forget the humble. Why do the wicked renounce God? Why does he say in his heart that God will not require an account? Because he doesn't want there to be being called to account. You know what that means, kids? The wicked is saying, God will never make me pay back what I've done, will never punish me for what I've done. But he will. But the wicked pretends that's not going to happen. Just like when you go through the woods at night, you close your eyes and you go fast because you don't want to see what's there. The wicked close their eyes and don't look at God. Don't think about him because they don't want to know what's happening, what's going to happen to them. But we know that Jehovah has seen, as we see in verse 14, for you observe trouble and grief. What does God not see that happens on the earth? Nothing. He sees everything. and he will require an account. The helpless commits himself to you, Jehovah. You are the helper of the fatherless. And here we, in verse 15, we start seeing what's called imprecatory verses, which is calling a curse upon the bad people. Break the arm of the wicked and the evil man. Seek out his wickedness until you find none. By seek out, they're calling God to find the wicked and take them from the earth, to, well, put them in hell. Seek out his wickedness until you find none. And the last three verses, the Lord Jehovah is king forever and ever. The nations have perished out of his land. Now remember, in the land of Israel, the evil nations there first were driven out so that the Jews could live there. And in the world, we know, as time progresses, we have a promise here, that the evil nations of the world will either be converted or driven out. Lord, you have heard the desire of the humble. You will prepare their heart. You will cause your ear to hear. And God will always do justice to the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may oppress no more. Now this says the man of the earth, and we can link that up to verses we see in the New Testament, that the evil ones of the earth will be put down or converted. The earth will turn to the Lord. All the nations will call upon his name. And then we'll sing Psalm 10, and we'll sing Part B.